Yo, what's good? Welcome to another episode of The Lit, The Loud, and The Lazy. I am your host, Alex Berg, along with the other host, Bush Boy, and the daddy himself.
We gave each other a look, and then this thing kind of just finished it for us.
Yeah, Fat Moses.
Yo, applause this is a week. You better go find the applause track. That's not an applause track.
Nah, fuck it. Alright, so how y'all doing today, bro?
Hey, Gucci.
Sava.
Played ball on some niggas. Al ain't do shit.
What you talking about?
He barely did shit. He was just a long nigga on the court.
I passed. I got a rebound.
He said long nigga on the court.
I passed, nigga.
I got
boards. That's all I had to do, man. Niggas went to go shoot around and these niggas picked me up. I had no intentions of playing a game. I had 30 minutes to stay there.
Yo, this nigga had a wide open shot and passed the ball.
I had no intentions of playing in the middle of my warm up. Hey, yo, you got picked up, nigga, huh?
Well, they asked me if you was playing. I said, yeah, you playing.
No, I was like, yo, I can't get a shoot around. I got 30 minutes.
You ain't saying shit to me.
I got 30 minutes. Think you saw I left after the game?
You got a nice workout in, though, bro.
Yeah, I'm tired of shit.
My knees was gone, bro. Shit, I ain't doing that in a minute, the way I was playing.
Yeah, Prince, when your body is going to get in the gym, start hooping, bro. The niggas can confuse your head for the ball.
Yeah, I know Prince never played a sport.
Where did you come up with this lie?
Because you don't got no jerseys in your house, but the ones your mama bought you.
My mama never bought me a jersey.
Do you have a jersey in your house?
No. So, I can't think of it. No, yeah. So, I stopped playing sports. The only sport I played in high school was track. You don't get jerseys for that.
You hella get jerseys. Real teams hella, get jerseys.
Yeah, but my school wasn't and a real bitches. Team. That was the second year of that shit.
That's what I'm saying.
And bitches.
I don't even consider this second bitches? Year. I was the first year. I was the oldest one. Bitches? I was the oldest one.
So you ain't no bitches because you was young? Okay, cool.
Like, how young? Like.
I go to a middle school and a high school, bro.
He was in high school.
Yeah, and there's a lot of them were my sister's friends. A lot of my teammates were my sister's friends.
Alright, unshattable. For me, it wasn't a big age gap, but for you, that's a big gap. Even though you were a year older than me. But it's alright.
Yeah. I'm sorry, bro.
Yeah, my thing
missed a great opportunity.
2 to 3 years, bro.
You missed a great opportunity. Alright, so anything good happened with y'all this weekend? Do you anything? Ava's birthday. Ava old.
It's alright, but we're gonna celebrate it this weekend.
A whole three.
Yeah. Oh, that's why we going to Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all just sprung that shit on me. Y'all even sprung it on me. I didn't even know about it from you.
Yo, I was trying to act my plug. I was trying to see how fast.
You got a plug to Chuck E. Cheese?
Nah, I was trying to see how fast I could have got this Gucci fit for Ava. Like the belt and the shirt, and
you
I kind of got
the uppercut,
you bro. The shoes,
yeah.
Why the fuck does he ever need Gucci?
Why does he ever plug on baby Gucci?
Bro, what you mean? You gotta plug on everything, though.
Why you ever plug on this?
Why you think so much women got expensive shit like MCM bag? That's a $1,400 bag, $1,500 bag.
They got sugar daddies.
It could be that. They could be home for it. But everybody got plugs.
Sure they ran a home for it, or they got it themselves.
Or they secondhand.
Could be secondhand.
Oh, yeah.
Could be secondhand.
I got a lot of secondhand shit.
But you know what I'm saying? I got a plug. Everything legit. So you can't really complain.
Matter of fact, I'm going to start.
Find out otherwise.
Nah. I don't be the dummy. I make other niggas be the dummy.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's the way to do things.
Okay.
All day, you just caught this nigga this what? You see? Look at bad
hey, how mad would you be if this balloon got stuck in that fan?
You gonna take it out? You got some shit to tell my mom?
Damn, you ain't bring your mama in it. I would have been out that door. This shit.
Alright, so Prince wanted to run us down some rules of driving in South Florida.
I don't even want to do this anymore.
But you ain't got no choice. You already put it on the list.
All right. It's what else. All right. So.
What else?
There are some.
This nigga called South Florida SoFlo.
That's how you write shit.
Nah.
I write everything shorthand.
nigga, this is a fucking phone. So, you know, nigga, it's not that much different. They would have finished the word for you.
Why would I do that? Well, I could just type in SoFlow.
Bro, if you just put a space in between that bitch, you would have said South and Florida.
Maybe. I don't know. I wasn't trying to find that. I feel like the iPhone autofill is trash.
It is.
Okay.
It's why I'm illiterate now. It's why I'm illiterate now, but that's not the point.
I think Andrew is about the same.
No, it's not. Hey, my shit would tell me the exact word. I can click and make a whole section. I can make a whole sentence just by clicking my predicted text. I'd be clicking.
That's what niggas be thinking, everything amazing.
Yeah. No, they do.
Tell us about driving in South Florida.
Okay, so first off, when you drive in South Florida, right, first thing you need to do is get you an iPhone. Now, this is the only time I recommend having an iPhone because motherfuckers...
I never thought I'd hear you say that.
Because motherfucking car dealers decided that the only way that your phone can automatically connect to their shit is if you have an iPhone.
You know they got Android CarPlay too, right?
Yeah, but that's Bluetooth.
My phone be connected to the fuck out of Prince car.
That's Bluetooth. If you plug it directly into the phone, if I plug my phone into my Xbox, it'll show that it's plugged in. If I plug my phone into my car, it doesn't do shit.
We need to plug your phone in Mika's car, because it got Android CarPlay.
Alright, bro. Tell her to slide, bro. Tell her putting her to sleep. Come over here. We'll check that out.
It's happening no time soon, but alright.
Yeah, it don't matter. Next time I'm here, we're going to do that. That's the next spot besides
it. So you mad about Apple CarPlay? Yo, Apple is shit.
I don't even know if CarPlay or whatever. I just know if I plug my phone into the car.
Nigga, what that got to do with driving in South Florida?
That
shit lit.
Yeah, because instead of you trying to figure out.
Apple CarPlay? You ever seen it?
Yeah, with Mika's car.
Yeah, that shit lit. That shit cool. You never got to touch your phone at all.
Yeah, exactly. So when I hop in the car, you know what happens? I be clicking play.
I be texting off that shit?
You can hella text off
like,
that shit.
You, like,
no. You Siri will pop up. And you say what you want to say. It was saying, and Siri reads your whole message out loud. See? Now you fucking with none of that.
Can't do that with, I don't know, maybe the newer cars. Because Cynthia got a new car recently, and I think she can plug her phone straight into this shit.
All the apps pop up, everything. Yeah, all the apps.
We'll test that shit out.
Majority of the apps pop up.
But you need the iPhone, because, like, I'd be sitting here, and I'd be, like, clicking play on my phone. And then I hear my music off the phone, but I don't hear my music off the Bluetooth. So I have to sit here. I have to mess around with this shit. So that already wastes like 3 minutes of my... That adds 3 minutes to whatever travel time I'm doing.
I'm not even gonna lie to you, though.
What?
Your playlist be trash, though. So it's all right.
What playlist? I don't even do it. I click shuffle and hit drive.
Yeah, your library be trash.
My library is amazing. Just because I don't update my library every day don't make it trash.
You know what? I lied. It's not all the way trash. You got some good G's.
I have amazing songs on my shit. You just don't listen to my music. Just because you don't listen to my type of music don't make my playlist trash.
My nigga, you listen to 105.5 for like 5 months straight.
Yeah, because that shit was dope as fuck.
I can't listen to that much old school music.
Yeah, that shit was dope. I listened to it like, what, 30 minutes a day?
Nah, nigga, I hopped in your car. That's dope.
You're telling everybody, hey, that shit commercial free.
Yeah, because it was commercial free at that time.
Hey, everybody bump this shit. It's commercial free.
Nigga, I heard
that shit was commercial free. At that time, it was commercial free. So I was bumping that shit for like a month.
Bro, legends be cooling all, bro, but not that long. I'm sorry, bro.
You wild. You not listening to the right one.
I listen to old school reggae like probably like once every week, or you know what I'm saying?
I feel like.
And not even that long if it just hits the right moment in the show.
Yeah. And you gotta mix it in with the new shit.
Yeah, I understand. But that shit was just dope. At that moment, that was novel. Right now, I probably still just listen to it. I play music. Everything I do, when I play music, it's always just background noise.
Why'd you make this Love I Feel Free so much?
I don't like it like that.
Wait, what?
I Feel Free?
Yeah, but...
Is that Ricky Blaze?
Yeah, but it's one of them happy songs. Mm-hmm. Like, one of the million Jamaican happy songs.
Sing that shit.
No, nigga, the fuck I look like? put up on your Google Music.
We'll do that later, then.
Right?
I don't got Google Google Music no more, bro. My subscription ended.
All right, tell us about your speeder.
Okay.
Your rules to speeding.
Okay, so when you speed, right, you gotta take your foot. Hey, y'all all know that one episode of SpongeBob because everyone's seen that one episode of SpongeBob. The big toe? Yeah. See how he did his big... You saw how Patrick stopped him from using his whole foot and he said use the big toe and that shit just popped out your toe? We wear J's down here and no one gonna fuck up $200 pair of J's. $95 stock. I don't know how much stock that's cost. It's not 95. I think that's 45, ain't it?
Yeah, I'm not gonna say that price on the podcast. I'm like, these was bands, nigga.
No, they not. They look like they not bands.
Don't matter, nigga.
Ain't no one gonna rip that shit. You better stop.
It's gonna be way cheaper than what you probably got.
You gotta stomp on your shit, bro. You gotta treat the Florida roads like it's the Autobahn, bro.
What?
You don't know the Autobahn? It's like this one highway in Germany where there's like no speed limit.
Niggas be flying.
Niggas be flying, boy. I was talking to some Germans. They was telling me
Florida don't need one because everybody do it. Anyways.
Man, I wish y'all saw. Y'all need to see you driving in Georgia, bro.
But nah,
these niggas don't abide by the rules, bro.
They like, don't, or they do.
They
do.
What? They drive the speed limit.
They pull you over for anything,
and
dude.
You got a mask on. There was an accident. There was an accident vehicle that was like, you can't go ahead of me. You have to stay behind me. And everybody, you listen.
What y'all do when y'all see buses stop and like dropping people off?
Okay, if I have to, if the people in front of me stop and I have to stop, I stop. If there's any opportunity for me to skirt, I'm out. Because when I was on a bus, ain't nobody stopped for me. And I learned how to dodge and bob and weave. So these niggas got to do the same thing. If I hit you, I hit you, but I ain't stopping.
Nah, speeding in Miami is, let's say it's 45 miles per hour. That's the speed you're supposed to be passing the cops by. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But that's suggested.
If I'm not stopping for city buses, I'm not stopping for school buses, bro. Ain't no favorites. ain't no favorites. Ain't no favorites, bro. If I'm not stopping for city buses, I'm not stopping for school buses.
I'm dead. That's a stupid ass rule.
Nah, nigga.
Because city buses don't have a stop sign.
Nah, I don't give a fuck.
School buses.
Stop sign don't apply to me.
School buses that got a hole.
That shit is telling them kids to stop before they die. Get your ass back on that sidewalk, nigga.
You gotta stop the old guys. You know what I'm saying?
What the fuck you mean for the kids to stop? Boy, shut the fuck up. That shit is hella in the handbook. When you do that shit, when you do the test, it tells you you gotta stop no matter what side of the road you are. I was busting out laughing when I read that shit. No matter what side of the road you are, you have to stop. So if they all on the right side of the road, and they all going on the right side of the road, if you're on the left side of the road, you're supposed to stop.
Nah, today there was a bus and everybody stopped, so I had to stop, and one student came out and was walking on the sidewalk. Wasting my damn time.
Oh, speaking of buses, any large vehicle, stay from behind them, boy. Because, A, you never want to be behind a large vehicle. They drive slow as shit. Nah, it depends where you are. If you're on Okeechobee, A, them niggas on Okeechobee, they moving. Boy, I get past my trucks on Okeechobee. I be doing 70 and I still be getting past. I be sitting here like, where are y'all niggas going?
Nice. What else? What else did you have? You had cutting somebody off.
Cutting some... Man, hey, you gotta cut people off with complete confidence, right? And you gotta just expect to be cut. If someone is too close to you, you just assume they're gonna cut you off, alright? So when you driving up, right, this is how you cut people off. You start driving. Mm-hmm. Got your hand on the wheel, bruh. You got your left hand on the wheel. You got your right hand in the pink. And then you gonna look at all your mirrors. If you was a real nigga, you look at all your mirrors. If you was a whole daredevil, just cut that nigga off. Bro. Okay. As soon as you know you passed.
This is awful advice. This is awful advice. Talk about the bad bitches in the hoopty.
Bruh. Hey, no, wait. I forgot one more card. Hey, if you see a minivan.
That's how you cut people off? You look at the side mirror? Yeah. I just cut somebody off this morning. I did not look. I just turned.
See, that's why you're a bad driver.
You said piece of shit. Just turn.
Yeah, that's everything in hood. No signal. No signal.
See, yeah, because you's a piece of shit.
Everybody for the piece of
you
shit.
You ain't put a signal on with the Q50, bro?
Hell no.
Damn. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he especially didn't put a signal on with the Q50.
Damn,
I'm a sport, and I'm in front of you. That's how shitty that means.
I put my signal on if I'm merging, I'm putting my signal on.
I'm putting my signal on because if a nigga hit me, they paying me.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm
saying. It's no ifs, ands, or buts.
You know, if the cop pulled up and say improper lane thing, that's your ass.
I be looking at the lanes too, nigga. Huh? I be looking for the dashes.
Improper lane change.
It's only improper if there ain't no dashes.
Yeah. I hella got a ticket for it. It's improper lane change.
There wasn't no dashes.
Yeah, I gotta wait for that. Police just don't
like it. If you change the lanes and they come in, like they say they come in, and they hit you in the back, it's your fault. Because you change your lanes and you wait for them to pass you.
Hey, just know if I'm at fault, you're getting hands.
Okay.
It's going from 0 to 60 real quick.
I'm dead. Nah, anyways.
If I'm at fault, you get nothing but hands. You got to take me to court twice.
Another car you don't drive behind, minivans. Because no one in a minivan can drive.
You a damn lie, bro. You better tell about your minivan. How y'all niggas used to move that shit?
My
unit. Look at how he's talking about driving. You tell how he got
SUVs to be moving.
No, and see, now that I've been in the minivan, right, with a parent, boy, they be sitting here not even paying that the road, that whole windshield, they don't even look at it. All they're doing is looking in behind them. Stop! What are you doing?
What are you abusing my couch, bro? We're not doing a podcast.
She don't even be beating her kids, but I'm saying, like, that's all she be doing. She's like, yelling at this kid, yelling at the other kid.
Hey, who was in the car with you?
Uh-oh, conversation.
Who was in the car with you?
With my client, bro.
And you just kept riding in the car with them, huh?
Yeah, man, I was getting paid.
You retarded.
To die.
Yeah, so?
Okay.
Still getting paid. Get money or die.
Bad bitches in a hoopty.
That is big facts.
Bad bitches in hoopties?
Yeah, bitches. Facts. Any bad bitch probably drive a hoopty. Any bitch in a hoopty
especially
is
Ultimus.
Probably bad.
Wait.
My bad.
Especially Ultimus.
Ultimus and hoopties now?
Hey, the old Ultimus. The old Ultimus.
Yo, them handles.
The old Ultimus. Like the tan.
Yo, them handles used to break off, boy. Them old Ultimus handles used to break off. Like the tans. These with bad bitches in them.
Like the tans, you know what I'm saying? Nothing but big baddies.
But I remember when the tans was lit. And I used to want to drive bitches Ultimas.
Wow.
Y'all don't remember that? Y'all wanted to drive? Like a 14?
I didn't even know anyone who drove a Nissan until I got to college.
Drove a what?
Nissan.
So you never seen bad bitches in
like
Nissan
Ultimas? You like a sheltered
Ultimas?
Cat, bro.
Nah.
Yeah, hella.
That's what I'm saying.
Everybody on the track team was 6, and you ain't never drive a fucking Nissan?
No, well, you ain't driving Nissan, but you ain't never seen a bad
I don't think so.
You tripping.
Well, not an old school one, at least.
You know, there's a lot of baggy drives sometimes, too. Honda. Old Hondas, yeah.
Corollas, too.
Oh, Lord. It be some bad bitches and them shits, dog.
Yeah, in the old Honda. That's what I was talking about when I said hoopties. Mercurys. Hey, if you don't...
No.
If you can't see
them... No. What?
If you don't see the car on the street, if they haven't made a new car
I never saw
in
2018,
I never saw one in my life. If she drive a Firebird, she probably got Chico as a nigga.
Whoa, I've never seen no bad bitch drive no Mercury.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, what?
I feel like I see the bad bitch
drive no Mercury. You on your own.
No, I have definitely seen drive bitch.
You on your own, bro.
I have hella seen
that. I don't even think I can identify Mercury.
I'm bad.
Yo, you on your own with that one, bro.
Yeah, you solo with that.
You on your own, bro.
You wild. As long as that shit look like it belongs in a junkyard, a bad bitch is probably driving.
I don't think bad bitches driving that bad, but...
Yes, they do.
They drive hoopties, but then you talking about buckets, bro.
Yo, not dead ass to see so bad.
Hey, can we be honest though? Hey, girls handle accidents so well, bro. They just be driving around in their hoopties like no problem.
Bro, my nigga.
They be handling accidents so well.
Like going to Sam's the other day, and this girl got an accident with another thing in the Benz, right? His car looked perfectly fine. That girl Ultima, she had a new Ultima though. That shit was fucked up. She hopped out, her and her friend, both of them was fine as shit.
I'm not surprised, bro. I'm not surprised, bro. One car I always see bad bitches, it's not Hoopty at all, but it's Rangers. If I see a bitch hop out of race, she nine times out of ten, she's been bad. I
don't understand where the fuck you got this from.
Bro, it all happened at the Walmart on motherfucking 27.
That Walmart right there.
You seen baddies on 27 Walmart?
It's hopping out of ranges.
Are they strippers?
I don't care. I don't care.
Nah, you know Walmart like had the baddies?
Strippers Pines don't drive ranges.
Yes, the Walmart.
No. It's not just Pines, bro.
Nah, Pines was like undefeated.
Bro, I'm telling you, the first time I went to Disneyland, bro.
Pines was a consistent every Sunday.
Pines is bad. The first time I went to Disneyland, bro, I went to the Walmart in Kissimmee. Now, mind you, I'm like 12. But all the bitches was bad.
I'm still giving the Walmart and Pines, bro. They had
every Sunday, every Saturday. Every day. I never walk in there.
Actually, you're right. Every day I walked in there, I was bound to see at least five
baddies.
That
whole area right there of West Pines, West Miramar, is nothing and but then, fucking cougars.
And nothing but bad moms.
Nah, that too. But like, the double dose twins used to hella come to that Walmart all the time. Yeah, they came there so much we was damn near friends. And who else? All the strippers go there. Like all the strippers from Miami go there for some reason. And then they be like, well, you be like, damn, you dance at the Mint? And they be like, I don't know what you're talking about.
You used to shout out they drive like that.
No, I had a homeboy that did.
You actually just asked if they dance.
I had a homeboy.
An exotic dancer?
I had a homeboy that said, damn, mom.
Is you fucking for free?
You danced at the Mint? And she said, nah. He's like, you lying, cause I was throwing ones at you. And she said, I don't know what you're talking about.
And then that's my one right there.
Then the man put out a picture of her ass and his homeboys. I was dying.
Hit it with the, this not you?
Yeah.
This is not your
tat. Yeah, exactly.
If you haven't realized, South Florida niggas.
You wanna know how savage that shit was? She was with her kids.
Damn. Her kids didn't even know that she was a hoe.
They zero respect.
Damn, her kids is half hoe.
Alright, so since we already talked about strippers, even though they don't strip, you watch the City Girls documentary?
No, I didn't go stripping.
Talk about how I suck at my fucking...
Hey, they be performing at strip clubs. We was talking about strippers. It all fits.
No, it don't.
It hella fits.
They hella perform at strip clubs, but yeah. I watched it. You ain't watched it,
Prince. Is it they perform or she performs? Because it's two bitches and one of them is in the fucking gym.
Okay, so before, like, last month, it was they perform. And then this month, or the past 2 months.
Oh, I thought she just... Okay, I was about to say, I feel like she's been in jail for
a bit. It's been 2 months?
I don't know how long it's been.
But like, I think it was like three.
Yeah, I feel like it's been like.
Cause I think she got off in January.
When did Drake drop this album?
I think she get out in January.
July.
Yeah, that was like not that long ago.
That was 2 months ago.
Not that long ago.
Yeah,
I
might agree.
But that wasn't the point. It wasn't long.
She got out like January,
whatever,
February.
Whatever, bro. Before July, it was two of them, and now it's one of them.
Okay.
You watch the documentary? Any feelings about it?
I don't know. Everybody feel bad for JT one. I ain't gonna lie, like, damn, she looked better than when I first saw.
When she first saw
him? Yeah. Like, when he first came out, I was like, yo, why am I a little better? Then, when you see the documentary, and she had no makeup on, and everybody had no makeup on either, but it was alright. But I was like, yo, this...
I wasn't even looking for that at the documentary. I just wanted to tell me where they was from. That's all I wanted.
We all knew where they was from.
I know, but like, you know, location, they like...
We didn't know where the fuck Jay-Z was from. We just knew she scammed.
Hell nah. So she could be from everywhere. She scamming.
Yeah, she was scamming like a fuck. It was funny that she was scamming and working at Whole Foods.
That's a perfect place to scam.
Whole Foods or Hair Foods?
No, Whole Foods.
Nigga, you said Hair Foods.
Yeah, I said she hair, or you was thinking about your hair?
No, I
was
thinking about his hair. That's funny.
No.
Damn, they categorize as pop. I'm fucking dead.
But you know, I like the way she kept it real. She was like, oh, like she said, like, she basically regrets scamming.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? I like that too. That was probably the best part.
Wait, she said she doesn't regret scratching.
Yeah, yeah, regret. Yeah, why she wanted.
She's like, who the fuck wouldn't be broke?
Shit, I agree with her.
But you're not scamming.
And you African.
You hella African, so that's in your blood, to be honest.
Man, you better really start making phone calls.
Of course I'm not spamming.
Take her spot.
Fans are listening. Of course I'm not spamming.
Yeah, they're gonna get you down.
Right, so they're gonna take your Xbox, nigga. You'll be crying.
Alright, so we know City Girls is known for, you know,
being hoes.
Talking shit about
niggas. I'm not gonna say about being hoes. They known for talking shit towards niggas.
For being hoes.
And I wanted to ask y'all, what's the worst thing a girl could call y'all or could say to y'all? How do girls slut shame niggas?
What's your cash at?
Oh my god. No, hey, don't talk to me until you put something in my cash app.
Yeah. Wow.
Hey, no, that's not the worst, but that's one of the most annoying things to ever read on someone's social media.
Hilarious.
Bitches will really put their cash app in their butt. Hey, I'm not gonna lie, I've been wanting to just take a picture of my cash app.
Okay, and but see off, how many off social media, like, what's the worst thing a girl could say in your face? In your face, directly in front of you, that just got you feeling hurt.
How much did them shoes cost?
Slushy.
How much did your outfit cost?
Nah, you know, bitch be like, you a broke ass nigga.
What is you wearing? Is
you a broke ass nigga.
How much did your outfit cost is worse?
Broke like, boy hurts way more than you a broke ass nigga.
Nah, you a broke ass nigga. What you mean, City Girls created
broke
that?
Boy.
Trent.
Nah, I'm cool with that.
Nah.
I'm cool with being called broke. I'm not cool with being called broke in a slick ass manner.
Okay, what about women calling you bitches? Like testing your manhood.
If they define question in my mind, man.
You's a bitch, you been a bitch, your daddy a bitch, your mama a bitch, some shit like that.
You still stuck in my dick.
That's your comeback? that's your comeback?
Yeah, I mean, it depends who the person
that
makes is.
You, that confirms the bitch. That confirms you's a bitch.
Double hit with it, I still hit though. That's what he basically hit with.
Fuck yeah. At that point, no offense to these two you women.
And
but
you
like,
ass, bruh.
I know.
So you already
anyway,
know.
You no offense to women. No offense
you already
to
know
women.
What her comeback will be.
Once you've been hit, no matter what you say, no matter how many women in my
family. It don't work for you, Prince.
Bro,
it don't work for you. It don't work for niggas that
can't. Once you've been fucked, you can't be unfucked.
I still be though, don't work for you.
Yes.
It don't work for you.
Yeah, that word no more.
It don't work for you, bro.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie, I'm about to throw this shit at y'all.
It don't work.
Not in chat.
It don't work for you,
bro.
It don't work.
Because you's a piece of shit.
Bro, I'm just saying.
I'm going to just turn. We're going to redo this whole thing, bro. Like, nah. It's not even a Spanish accent.
He's your bib.
But so you know, see, girls kind of improved for niggas nowadays. They made it easier for niggas to get pussy. This is every bitch got a price.
That's the sad part, cause yo, at the West, like, these bitches really live and die about that shit.
Bitches got a price now.
What happened to like having a personality?
Nah.
You can't have a personality at a price.
If you see a baddie,
you can't have a personality.
No. Check out. See a baddie, and you know you can't sauce it down, but you know she got a price.
Okay. Once you have a price, you automatically
know. What they did, they
could be bad.
Look, yeah, this whole. She have a price thing is not on OB because right then it's like you never knew if you pay a bitch you ain't go fuck. Right?
Bruh, but okay, so I agree that City Girls open the door.
They open the door. They shine light. That door been open. They shine the light.
Trina, Jackie, all of them open the door. But wasn't this already accepted with sugar daddies? Wasn't that already put a price on shit?
Yeah.
Nah, because they wasn't
fucking.
Bitches
was.
Not a lot of them was fucking them. Not a lot of.
Depends where you was at.
And that was the dream to get a whole, city daddy that they didn't have to touch.
Yes.
City girl said, fuck all that. I'll touch you all you want.
Yeah.
For these bands.
Bitches, I'll suck your dick for these bands.
I'll do whatever you want for these bands.
Yeah. Bro, you go fuck me and my homegirl for the right price.
My wife for these bands.
What the fuck?
Kissing in the back seat.
I'm not even kissing in the back seat.
Bitch
gotta pay me.
Bitch gotta pay you. Alright. Shit don't work like that no more, bro.
That's hella how it's about to work. Who put the mortgage on the house?
Is it in your name or my name?
You don't have that's a house.
You basically paying for infinite pussy if you.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm fine with that because I'm getting something out of it. Because I got a house. I got a roof over my head. She can say all the shit she wants, but who name on this lease? So you better shut your shit up
right.
Or you have no
home. What happens you
right.
Makes more than you?
You right. So you got that Bernie sensation.
I'm going to say whoever's name is on the lease.
You going to shut the fuck up when she say that to you, though.
Yeah, I'll hell shut the fuck up. I don't got no choice. You got it has to be balanced, bro. There has to be a balance.
Ain't no balance, bro.
No, there's hella balance, bro.
There's some balance.
All right.
With every ratchet girl that comes, you know, the educated girl or the opposite end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
All right, this is a conversation I had at work, right? So this is what he said.
What's your job?
Everything you do for your girlfriend or a hoe, it don't matter. You still pay for pussy in some type of way.
That's a boondock.
You took your all right, now your girlfriend, right? Your girlfriend now. You took her out on dates. You know what I'm saying? You took her out to dinner.
Okay.
That's a date.
And then a month later you hit. Okay. Whole month you was doing all them dates and all that.
I feel you.
You paid for that pussy.
What about
but that's night, only what, if you paid for
that's
it.
That's what I'm saying. No, what about one night stands?
Uh-huh.
What about you go to the bar when
that don't count.
What you?
Boy, wait, I lied. You go to the bar and do what? Buy her drinks? You still pay for pussy?
Even if you don't buy her drinks, you just go there and meet her.
Oh, that's not... If you don't buy her drinks, that's not paying for pussy.
There's scenarios where you ain't got to spend no money and you can just take it off.
Yeah. But he said... Where I'm getting at, you in a relationship.
Yeah.
Everything is balanced. She paying for your stuff.
I feel you.
You pay for her stuff.
You're not looking at it.
Because you pay for her movie dates, her dinner.
You. But you're not looking at it for paying for pussy at that time.
I'm not.
Unless that's the main
goal. If she has a price, then that's where it's an issue.
But his logic is...
Yeah, with his logic, every girl has a price because you're paying for pussy.
No. What I said is, every girl got a price now. I'm talking about hoes. I'm talking about somebody you actually trying to cuff. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, his logic is, if you took her out on a date... And you hit, you just pay for pussy.
I agree with that.
You feel like that's logic. I don't feel like that's the same, though.
I feel like it's the exact same.
Yeah, thing. It depends what your intention with the date is. If the intention with the date is to get the pussy, then you pay for pussy. But if your intention, if that's your
for
girl,
long term, nah, you
if
still
you,
pay for pussy.
Nah, it's not the same because that's not how you're looking at it. Because you pay, you
yeah,
you
that's not it, how you're looking at you're it. But that don't change the fact.
The whole outcome isn't just pussy. You're trying to build a relationship.
If I'm colorblind. And I said those shoes are, I forgot if it's blue and green you can only see when you're colorblind. It's blue and red.
It don't matter. Just pick some color.
Okay, so if I'm colorblind.
It's red.
And I said that them shoes is fucking purple. That don't change the fact that them still some red shoes.
They purple to you though. that changed the fact. But on your feet, to your eyes, they purple.
But it's still
so
a red
looking
shoe.
At it like everybody
so
else.
So I pick up the box and that shit says red fucking shoe.
Unless you dyslexic. It, then it's gonna say dead or dirt. You see what I'm saying?
It said dead.
Yeah, I'm illiterate. I just said that. But look, you gotta look at it from your perspective. It's a completely different color. You gotta rock it like it's a completely different color, completely different swag. You ain't gonna rock them shits like they red if you don't think they red.
I feel like you took a bitch on a trip. That you just met and you fucked that I feel like that's paying for pussy.
That's how
you fly a chick out.
That's paying for pussy.
You know what I'm saying? Even though you like her, even though you probably still like her, but you did like beyond and over. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's paying for pussy. But if you just took a movie date, it was cost me like
$30. And the point, most of the time when you do dates like that and you're trying to build a relationship, the movie is not trying to get pussy. Sometimes you don't even think you're going to get it. You just doing it to
do it.
Do it. Create the bond because you want to hang out with them. So that's why I don't consider it paying for pussy. It's the motive.
But you know what makes it funny, the conversation funny? He felt like the time you spent with the girl, you paid for pussy. Because you spent
I was just about to say that. Yeah. You still giving your time. When you texted him, you still you
nigga,
still
all we got
paying
time.
For that shit. Huh?
All we got is time.
Nah, we don't got that much of it.
I mean,
time is the most.
Okay, so niggas with money give money because they have money. Mm-hmm. Niggas with time give time because we got time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just waiting for the bitch to say, I need a nigga that give me time. And I'm going to...
Yeah, there we go.
We all have been there.
Yeah, she a hoe for time.
I'm waiting for a bitch to say, pay me a dick. Huh? And I'm dead like the fish.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. That's the funniest thing to say to me. Hey, I like to be spoiled. You better be spoiled by this dick.
I'm good.
Bitch, I'm good. A princess. Bitch, my sister's princess.
Your sister's name is literally Princess, and I'm mad you brought her name up in this pain for pussy.
Hey, okay, we get off track.
Hey,
we have our
slow. Wait, no, I got a question, right? Mm-hmm. Would you ask your sister, do you think your friend sell pussy?
I'll hella ask my sister that. And
I hella think her friend sells. Okay, no. Yeah, we're not doing this. Hey, so
she got at least everyone got one friend who sell pussy.
Who do you think they sell pussy?
Hold on.
Is he the first one?
Of our friends?
Yeah.
We know one person.
No. Oh no.